Sache vom Batterfest mis nehe. Hai mer ich plani bini bahor. Loyita peace night. Somebody said that my son the bahor should not receive two shares in the Arusha. Or ich plani bini lo yirash im echo. Lo amar klum shehisne al masha kata vitur. Or he says that one of his sons should not receive a share in his Yerusha together with his brothers. This does not go into effect as he is making a t'nai against what the Torah says. As the Torah says that a Bechor should receive two shares in the Yerusha and that each one of the other sons should receive an equal share in the Yerusha, so therefore he does not have the power to change what the Torah says. HaMechalek Nechasov Libanov Alpiv. Somebody who is a Shchimra, he is on his deathbed, and he is giving out his property as gift to his children before his death. And he is doing this Alpiv, meaning by word of mouth, no kinin is being made. As the Chachamim were talking, that a Shchimra that wants to give a gift, a kinin does not have to be made for it to go into effect. Riba Le'echad Umiyat Le'echad V'hishva lehen et abachor, dvarav kayam. If he gives as a gift a bigger share in his property to one of the sons and a lesser share in his property to the other son, or he gives all his property as gifts to his sons and the bachor did not receive two shares, he received an equal share with the brothers, this would go into effect, as since he is giving it as a gift, he is allowed to give as a gift in any way that he chooses to anybody that he chooses. Only if he wants to change the Arusha, the inheritance, that he would not be allowed to do. So therefore, v'im amar mishum Yerusha, lo amar klum. If he is not giving it as a gift, instead he says that one of the sons should be yorish, a bigger share than the other, or that the Bechor should get an equal share in the Arusha, this would not go into effect, as this is a t'nai against what the Torah says. Kasa bein betchila, bein be'emza, bein beso, mishum matana. Tzvar of kayam. If when the shechimra is giving away his property to his sons, he uses the term gift anywhere in the contract, whether he uses the term matana in the beginning, that he writes that one of the sons should receive a bigger share as a matana, and then he uses the term Yerusha, or he uses the term Matana in the middle. He first uses the term Yerusha, then he uses the term Matana, and then afterwards he uses the term Yerusha again. Or if he uses the term Matana at the end of the contract, in any of these cases, this would go into effect, as since he used the term gift, this would be considered a gift, and therefore he has the right to give as a gift to his sons, the property that he owns. Ha'aymer ish ploni yirashenu b'makom sheyesh bat. Biti tirasheni b'makom sheyesh ben. Lo amar klum shehisme amashakasu b'tor. Somebody who said that a certain person, an outsider, should receive his property as a Yerusha in a case where he has a daughter, as he has no sons, but he has a daughter and he wants to give his property as a Yerusha to an outsider. Or he says that his daughter should be Yorish his property in a case that he has sons. This would not go into effect, as this is a t'nai against what the Torah said. As the Torah said that if somebody has sons, the sons inherit, not the daughters. And if he does not have sons and has daughters, the daughters inherit. Nobody else would get Yerusha, so therefore he has no right to do this, as it is against what the Torah says. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, im Omer Amisha hu roi liyarsho, tvarav kayamin. Va Amisha ain roi liyarsho, ain tvarav kayamin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said that if somebody gives the Yerusha or a bigger share to one of the sons that anyway would have gotten a share in the Yerusha, just he is giving only one of the sons all the Yerusha or a bigger share, this would go into effect, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds that a person can change the terms of the Yerusha as long as he is giving of Yerusha to somebody who anyway would have gotten a share. But if he wants to give Evi Yerusha to somebody who would otherwise not have inherited the property, even if this person is a relative, such as a daughter, but since she would not inherit when there are sons, this would not go into effect. But Rabbi Yochanan bar Brocha does hold that a person does not have the right to change the terms of the Yerusha of a Bechor. A Bechor has to receive two shares no matter what. Hakosev et nechasav la'acherem v'hiniach et banav masha asa asui avoein ruach hachamim nocha hemel. Somebody who gives away as a gift his property to others, to people who would otherwise not inherit the property, but he gives it as a gift, not as a Yerusha, this would go into effect. As we said before, that a person has a right to give away his property as a gift to anybody he chooses, but the Chachamim are not pleased with his actions, as even if the sons are not going in the right path, and therefore he does not want the sons to inherit his property, even so the Chachamim are not pleased with what he did, as maybe even though his sons are not going in the right path, maybe they will have sons who will go in the right path, so therefore a person should let his sons inherit, as the Torah says. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimek, in lo hayu banav noagin kashura zachor l'tov. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says that if his sons are not acting properly, then, and he wants to give away the property as a gift to others, does not want his sons to inherit, he would be remembered for good. As Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel argues, and he says that a person is allowed to give away as a gift his property if his sons are not acting properly, the Chachamim would be pleased with this act. Somebody who says that such and such a person is his son, he would be believed that the Torah gave nemanah to the father to be made, that a person is his son, and therefore that son would inherit his property upon his death. And also, if he dies without any other children, now that he is made, that this person is his son, so his wife would not have to go through the process of chalitza or yibum. Ze achi eino neman v'noita imo b'chok. If one brother tells the other brother that such and such a person is also their brother, and the other brother has doubts about whether this person is really a brother, he would not be believed. The other brothers would not have to share their Yerusha with this brother who is a safek, but the brother who claims that the person really is a brother, he would have to share in his chelek of the Yerusha with that brother. Meis, yachzuru nechasim limakom. If the brother that is a safek died, then the property that the other brother had shared with him would be returned to that brother. The other brothers would not have any claim on that property, since they themselves did not share in the Yerusha with that brother. Only one brother shared in the Yerusha with him. That property that he shared with him would be returned to that brother upon the death of that brother. Of course, that's only if that brother died without children. As if he had children, then his children would inherit the property, not the brother. If the brother who was a suffix died without children, and he had other property from other sources, meaning other property besides the property that he received as part of the Yerusha that one brother shared with him, then all the brothers would share in the Yerusha of that brother, not just the brother who claims that he was a brother. And since the brother who does claim that he is a brother, according to what he is saying, all the brothers should share in the Yerusha, not only himself, so therefore he has no right to take all the Yerusha for himself. All the brothers would have a right to share in the Yerusha. But if the other brothers had said that they are sure that he is not a brother, then in such a case they would have no right to share in the Yerusha, only in a case where they were just in doubt. In that case, they would share in the Yerusha upon his death. Misha meis benimseis daitki kshura ayurecho. Somebody who died, and a daitki was found tied to his side. A daitki is a star matanah shchimra, a contract of a gift that was written by a shchimra, somebody who was on his deathbed. Harezel ena klum. We do not follow the instruction of this star matana, this dice key, as even though we do not suspect that somebody else put it there since it was found tied to his sign, but we are afraid since he never gave over the star matana to anybody while he was still alive, that maybe he had a change of heart, and therefore we do not follow the instructions of the dice key. Zicha bolach, but if the Shechemra did give over this dice key to somebody else, Bein min ha-yorshin, Bein she'eino min ha-yorshin, Dvar kayem, whether he gave over the star matana to somebody who would have had a share in his inheritance, or whether he gave it to somebody who would not have had a share in the inheritance, doesn't make a difference. In either case, since he gave it over to somebody before he died, so therefore we have no fear that he changed his mind before his death, and therefore we follow the instructions of the dice.